advertisers.
Hello, we are Real Laughs on Real Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We are back with a brand new week of laughter, and we have the full cavalcade of comedians in the house today. Mr. James Yon.
What?
Current reigning champ of the Monsters in the Morning Comedian of the Year for the rest of his life. And also,
yes,
he's the host of That Other Show on Comcast.
That's
now.
Right.
So he's moving on up in the world, and I'm happy to have him in studio with me. And also Miguel Colon Jr., the Monsters in the Morning 2016 Comedian of the Year, and I am your 2015 Comedian of the Year, and I'm Devin Siebold. Be sure to tune into us on iTunes as well as iHeartRadio's app. You can listen in live or stream any of the past episodes. I noticed, James, you had a little connection problem with your headphones. 3 years in, and we can't even figure out our headphone connections.
I don't need headphones, man.
I was doing the same thing. I was literally like messing with it. I'm like, man, you know, I do this every week,
yeah,
and I still don't have a good connector to put into it.
Not at all.
And the worst part is, I did a friend show, and I was helping produce it, doing the technical aspects of it.
Okay.
And so we prepped it. And the bulk of this friend show is a 15-minute movie. And my deal that I had is I helped edit some of the movie. I helped put in the captions for some of the beginning parts and timing, yeah, and stuff like that. And then during the friend show, I would set up the projector, align it, make sure everything looked pretty. And then I would press play. And essentially all I had to do is play the video.
Yeah.
And of course, I grabbed one of the connectors that I've been using here on Real Apps, and I plugged it into the outlet, and I tested it, and it sounded great. And I said, perfect. It did sound great. One channel of the two sounded great.
Yeah.
The other was not coming through because it wasn't a good connection, and I didn't realize that until we pressed play, and all the narration was not sounding.
Because it was on a different channel.
Yeah. And I couldn't, and I didn't have the connector right. And so we had maybe.
So you ruined the show.
It was like
5-6 minutes of no sound.
Nice.
And I'm trying to fix it in the back. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm like, because I plugged it in. I thought at first it might have been that I had the wrong video, like an early non-narrated version.
Yeah.
I had to plug in the USB. I was trying that. Didn't work. And finally, I was like, man, maybe it's the connector. And so I literally grabbed the cord out of the back of her computer that they used for Fringe and plugged it into mine. And suddenly we had sound and we played it, but we went over time and we had to cut everything short. It was pretty bad for sure.
So you basically ruined someone's dream.
I did.
Yeah. That's why you hire quality sound people and you're not just like, hey, you know how to use a computer, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Here it is.
Now, the other three shows went off without a hitch.
Okay, nice.
Everything else was pretty good. It was good. It was a show called American Homelessness, and it wasn't meant to be anything other than a different way of informing the public of the homeless problem here in downtown Orlando, because it's not San Francisco, but it's also not getting much better.
No.
And we have a lot of organizations in Central Florida that people aren't aware of that can help the homeless. Like iDignity was a big part of it, because it's something you don't even think about, but they're a group that within 6 hours can give a homeless man their full identification packet.
That's really cool.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Because they're basically invisible. They're people that are like on the streets where they have no ID, nothing to show for who they are.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they even pass away on the street and they have no way of identifying them.
Wow.
Notifying kin, family, anything like that. But now, luckily, they do, and they can help out with finding who these people
are. That's a
great idea. But nobody at the first show heard anything about that because there was no audience.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But the rest
of the shows did.
I like how Orlando's like, let's give a name to the people we ignore.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
So I can tell them, no, Ronald, I will not be giving you a dollar.
Pretty much.
I want to know the man's name I hate.
These guys, honestly, the homeless population in Central Florida, it's you know, getting a little out of hand. And there's a lot of organizations that want to help. And besides just handing a dollar to the homeless guy, which is, you know, to be honest, is most likely used on drugs or alcohol.
Gotcha.
A lot of them, that's the reason why they're homeless. And so it's just exacerbating the issue. So it was good. It was a half an hour show. The video of the film was done by Tom Fermi. It was actually really well shot, really well written.
Okay.
And then it had some interviews, and we brought in people from the community the leader of iDignity, a representative from the mayor's office, and we did like a small conversation / Q&A, and it was interesting.
That's awesome. You guys actually had a homeless guy do Q&A?
No.
I love that. I love that. We're representing the homeless. Do we have any homeless people here? Ill, no.
Gross. Side note, I did say, let's do a homeless guy. And I was denied.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's the same way people are like, let's go to inner city and hand out turkeys. No. let's go somewhere really nice and invite them.
Yeah.
White people making moves, changing their community, but no one else is.
It was interesting. I didn't go see any friends' shows. That's the disappointing part. Every time I was up there, I either had my kids that I had to get back home to, or I had shows that I was like, okay, as soon as I leave here, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So there was not a lot of fringe action I was able to hit up, but I know a lot of local comedians. Adam Murray was producing one. Ross Padgett was producing one. Yeah. You know.
Well, Ross did that at midnight show, right? Where he's really a late night talk show.
Yeah, that's really.
And I heard it's like no holds barred, just wild and crazy.
That's awesome. I mean, I heard it was very successful. And then, of course, Jeff Jones did the wildly successful Animatronicians. And I'm going to say it because it's not electronicans, it's electricians.
Animatricians? Is that what it...
I'm saying it the way it's supposed to be said, phonetically speaking.
Whoa. You're saying it the way...
It's a made-up word.
I love that he said, I'm saying it the way it's supposed to be said.
Supposed to be said.
Devin, I can't trust you because your last name, you mispronounce it.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true. My last name is Siebold.
But it's spelled Siebold.
A German told me it was actually Siebold, and I said,
and
well...
And I told you, I tried to tell you that.
I said, if we didn't win the war, I would believe you.
Yeah. But, it's weird when somebody tells you your name is wrong, because technically you're like, it's whatever I want it to be.
I know,
it's
right.
Mine.
Yeah. Unless it's the kids we're naming today.
Yeah.
True.
Like, I'll be looking at my roster. She's like, it's Jessica. The P is silent.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What?
My name's Apple. You just drew an orange. Yeah, you're supposed to perceive it differently. Wow. Next thing you're going to tell me I'm a boy. But you are. No, I'm nothing.
My name's Steve with a Y.
What?
As in Y.
My name's Gator, the triangle silent, but you have to make sure you pronounce the octagon.
Now, speaking of that, that's not too crazy because I just seen John Wick 3. Good movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And one of the villains in the movie was the young lady that's on the show Billions. I wish I remembered her name. And she's one of those people that go by the... they pronoun.
Okay, yeah.
And she...
gender fluid.
Yeah, whatever you... I need to learn the name so I can say this correctly because I don't want people to get angry at me, but that's a new thing. Like, I don't have either gender. I just identify as being a person.
I think it's... is it Asia Kate Dillon?
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah.
Yeah. And the they part is something that just is new to me because it always makes it sound like I'm talking plural. Where I'm like, they... And I've read it before in, like, Wikipedia pages when somebody uses the they, and it throws me off because I'm like... who are we talking about now?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to do the black version. Every time I say your name, it's going to add a and them.
And them, yeah.
Devin and them. Hey, Devin and them.
Real quick, how important is our show? I just looked over and Casey's just getting back to his seat. How much of this was he like, and they're going to talk about some whack stuff. I'm going to go get a snack.
Got up to the trash can.
Okay, I just looked over to the right and saw him walking in, sitting down. I was like, how many times did he do this?
He was throwing away our master tapes.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a question for you. Casey, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah.
I thought you were.
Still?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's what I was going to ask. Did you like the last season or the finale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't impressed with the finale at all, man. I felt like it was just like so rushed. Like I wanted so much more.
That was the problem. It was rushed.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of Heroes season 2.
Yep.
Ooh,
when Heroes season 2 had the writer's strike, and suddenly they went down from like 18 episodes to 10.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just ruined that show.
Yeah, it did.
Because Heroes season 1
was amazing.
One of the best seasons of any TV show possibly ever. And Heroes season 2, I was like, I'm on board. Writer's strike. And I'm done.
I'm done.
You know? Why not just stop it? Why try to finish
feeling,
it?
Money. Money. Piles and piles of money.
Yeah.
I had that feeling from Lost where I was like, so are you trying to tell me all the things I've cared about up until now
Didn't matter. Yeah.
You know, and that's how I felt that, like, the
well, the, I mean, the story exists in a fully fleshed out world that other books come from this world other than this one series.
Correct, Casey. But also, are you just trying to pretend like you and your girlfriend are still together? Because we broke up. They broke up with us on this, on Game of Thrones. They broke up with us. We had a relationship for 6 seasons, and then it started going crappy. And then we realized, we were sitting in the house together, and we realized we're only doing this because we've invested time in it.
And I heard
that's how I felt season 8.
I heard the writers actually said this is not going to be good because we're working on Star Wars.
Mm. Who's working on Star Wars?
The people from Game of Thrones.
Really?
There's like a new series or something coming out.
Oh, so they got...
Are they working on The Mandalorian, Casey?
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. But I just heard a story on the way here. They were talking about, like, yeah, it's going to suck because we're working on something else we really love.
Game of Thrones invited me over to hook up, and they gave me an HJ. That's what happened.
Mm.
Like, they invited me over, I came over, and then I just found out I'm going to get Tugger.
It's still better than most shows on television.
Yeah.
And a HJ's better than nothing.
It's kind of weird, though.
Those dragons look badass. They look really good.
No, everybody technically, signed, it was a great show. Now, you can't, I can't argue that.
They just need more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody, though, it's kind of a weird thing, because you sign the contracts prior to the season starting, and then it's... There's nothing after that. I mean, what initiative do you really have to put your heart and soul into it other than an art passion project? But to be honest with you, up till this point, they'd only been making somebody else's work. Like, it's like
season...
Milli Vanilli all of a sudden gets found out and they say, okay, go on tour with your real voices. You know, it's like, wait, this whole time we've been using those other dudes' voices and now we have to find ours?
Well,
you know?
And they actually ran out of the source material. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
This goes past his books that he actually wrote.
So now they did it themselves.
They're like, oh, we got this.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well not even a we got this.
They had a formula. It was dragons, boobs, and fighting.
And I'm on board.
Me too!
That's what America was founded on.
True.
Fire and blood.
Amen, man.
Now, I liked it. I just...
So did I.
Now, I'll tell you right now, they got me hooked, though. My subscription's still holding strong.
Chernobyl
got me hooked.
I just don't know spoilers, okay, Devin?
I know, right? That's
okay,
the thing.
I will say about that show, you're absolutely right. When I saw you write about it on social media, I started watching the first episode. And just to watch them go through this whole period of denial, the first episode, the guy's like, don't go out there, don't do this, or this is going to happen. We will die because you'll be exposed. The core blew up. The core can't blow up. It blew up. I'm telling you, I saw the core blow up. And they're like, no, everybody just go check on it.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I want you to pick up the core and bring it back here and show me. You know,
sir, should we evacuate the town? No!
What do you think, three-headed glowing deer? The core is fine.
the entire
He's bleeding
series.
Snails.
You haven't seen the second and third episode
I
yet.
I haven't, man.
You're going to get angry.
Really? Is that
I mean,
bad?
It's one of those things that I had to Google. I was like, did this seriously happen? Yeah. And then I Googled it, and I'm like, I hate them. Like, I'm mad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There was a lot of stuff
Gross
in there.
Gross negligence, man.
But even beyond that, like, you're not even, you are touching the tip of the iceberg. I didn't know. I thought, meltdown, okay, evacuate everybody. That's my perception of it.
Yeah.
It's so much more. And there is, I think it's 4 episodes. They've only got 3 out. The fourth one's going to be fire.
Okay, good. I'm totally in.
Are you think they're going to go with the source material in the fourth one? Or they're going to get it differently, you know? And this is when Iron Man shows up.
All right, guys, stick around. We got more Real Laughs on Real Radio when we get back.
Everybody, if you're looking for a new place to go that has live entertainment and great food, then you've got to go down and visit my friends at the Hairy Buffalo. It's located in downtown Orlando on Church Street. There is plenty to do there. They have live entertainment, they have bands, they have stand-up comedy, and they even have trivia night. So there's something for everyone. So guys, head on down to the Hairy Buffalo now and have yourself a good time. Their music, their food, their entertainment is absolutely great. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. Tell them James sent you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Jobrani, and you are listening to the funniest show on the planet, Real Laughs on Real Radio. Try saying that 5 times fast. Real Raff Radio, Real Raff Radio, Real Raff, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum. Oops.
¶¶
Welcome back, Real Laughs on Real Radio. My name is Devin Siebold. I got the full cast in this week. We got Miguel Colon Jr. and James Yon. Be sure to catch out our shows, by the way. We got a lot of shows coming up this week. I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv on Thursday. I've got also be in Lakeland on Friday at the Lakeland Laughs, doing a bunch of schools out shows.
Nice,
there's a lot
man.
Of teachers that are wanting to check that out. I got my new podcast, Crying in My Car, a podcast for teachers, doing exceedingly well. So much so that I'm like, considering just like going with that being like a monetized thing and
there you go,
like turn it into something because the downloads are really like high.
Not
so
good,
yeah, can't complain.
I got a new podcast. It's called The Weeping Beat.
Do you?
Yeah.
Miguel, you got a podcast?
It also involves crying.
Yeah, I bet. This is the thing. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Chernobyl thing on HBO, and James and I were talking a little bit during the break, but I wanted to tell you something interesting. So I fall into these rabbit holes, you know, where you watch something and you're like, man, I got to learn all about that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I actually went onto my school's video library that we have, which, mm-hmm. believe it or not, the schools have an extensive library of documentaries that if we type in one thing, like 400 documentaries come up. It's got all of them from PBS to National Geographic. I mean, going back years and years and years. It's every single topic, all the biographies and videos and stuff. It's really cool. So I typed in Chernobyl. I was like, let me see if there's like a really good like History Channel one or something like that.
I dig those, too.
And there was a Nat Geo one on Chernobyl. And so I started to watch it, and it interested the hell out of me the very first minute, like it caught me. And it said, this...
Did it start talking about you?
No. It goes...
This is for Devin. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be good.
I love it. I'm on board now. I'm on board.
Pants on.
That's the only reason I look for stuff, you know? So I press play, and the very first minute, it says, this is a minute-by-minute reenactment of the Chernobyl meltdown. It said, and this documentary, this blew my mind, was filmed in the second reactor, like the actual reactor at Chernobyl. They went in and filmed a documentary in there to make it as authentic as possible.
And they let them do that?
They used the control room. They used all the other rooms, the break room. Anything still intact they used. And I was like... Who signs up for this?
I'd love to watch the DVD commentary of the actors talking. They're like, so Brian, yeah.
Help me! Kill me! Kill me! I had a baby, and its heart was on the outside.
Dude, I honestly think there's got to be some hazard there. Like, they won't let you within the exclusion zone, which is 30 kilometers.
Yeah.
And yet these guys are sitting right next to the damn reactor, which is still burning, like, in the chamber that they have there.
That's like, crazy.
I mean, I just can't imagine, but I don't know how they got permission. I thought you couldn't even get near it. I thought they have like military installations around it, like keeping people out.
Maybe we're interpreting this incorrectly. Was it the shots with the people in it were filmed there, or did they have scenes of the reactor without
everything
people?
Everything was in the, like, it was filmed in there. There's no, like...
Oh, then we're probably just watching security footage. Like, no, these are actors screaming for their life.
Help me!
My bones are liquid!
It was pretty interesting, I mean, to be honest with you, but it was very authentic, because you're like, man, that's, like, what the actual room would look like.
Uh-huh.
But also gave me insight, because... man, HBO, give them props. It was identical. Like, uh-huh. I mean, they took the exact room. I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell other than the actors are different.
Yeah.
The scenes are exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
in terms of HBO's version and the actual documentary filmed in the thing. Documentaries are weird. Are you guys into the documentaries?
Love it. I get sucked into them all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got sucked into a few of them. I haven't really, like, got into... I like... a lot of Frontline documentaries.
Okay.
I watch a lot of PBS Frontline, mm-hmm. which is more political, but sometimes they have really like some crazy ones. My favorite of all time that I saw that just made me hate America was Solitary Nation. Did you ever watch that one?
Mm-mm.
It's about solitary confinement.
In prisons?
And in prisons, yeah. And what they go through in solitary confinement, and showed like two or three people kill themselves, people cutting each other, like cutting themselves, and then they'd cut the people that came to rescue them. And like, there's one guy getting sewed up every day trying to find his veins with like the things he was cutting. And it was insane, man. Like, and these people, like, they had one guy, and it just kind of goes to show you the broken system that we have here. He was a young guy, like our age, you know, and he got put into solitary, but he was only supposed to be in jail for like 3 months, but he like got into a fight and they threw him in solitary, and he started to like go crazy in solitary and was hurting himself, and they kept punishing him with more time in solitary. And then the more time he did in solitary, the crazier he went, and the more time he got on, like, in terms of prison time. And his, like, 3 month sentence with, like, a week in solitary turned into, like, 2 years, spending most of it in solitary. I mean, like, it was insane. Yeah, like, and you go back and you watch the original interview with the guy. He's a normal dude.
Yeah.
But they threw him in a cell that you talk to no one.
Yeah.
For the entire day.
You know, you have no outside stimulus or nothing. Anything like that. Yeah.
No, I mean...
The human mind wasn't made for that, man.
No, it wasn't. And I think it's just messing them up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of... They need treatment. Like, there's a lot of...
I can imagine Devin in solitary being like, this is perfect.
I'll be honest with you. I swam today in my swimming pool. I had to look outside and make sure nobody was within a 50-mile radius of the swimming pool. And it has nothing to do with, like, being self-conscious or anything. I was like, I just don't want people to be around the pool. And then, like, one girl came out to lay out, and I was like, fuck it.
Time to go, because this one wants to ruin my Saturday.
That'd be wild, bro.
I don't know. I don't like people.
I know.
I try hard, but it's just, I don't know. I did enjoy the shows this past week, though. I did Porky's.
Oh, yeah, nice, man. That's right, man.
And shout out to all the teachers coming out. My my social media, like, recently, it's just been going up exponentially. I went from, like, 15,000 followers.
This TED Talk about Devin's going pretty good.
It's like 22,000. And there was a ton of people that came out. Ton of teachers that were like, we watch your videos. We love all your videos online.
Was this from IG or Twitter?
This one's from Facebook and Instagram.
See, I don't think you hate people. That's a lie. Because you do things to reach out to people. You want them to like you and clap for you. I think you just can't control the conversation when they're
like
talking to you.
Yeah,
and that's it. Because, I mean, you love the accolades. You know, you want them to Google you. You want them to see you, to like you. But I think it's the fact that you control the conversation when you're on stage.
I like structure.
Yeah.
I'm very weird about structure.
Yeah.
Everything has to be structured. Even in my class, my students will tell you, I've got some weird quirks. Like, I can't stand people standing. Like, you have to be seated, like, when I come in the door. And, like, if you're standing, it gives me anxiety.
Or kneeling.
Yeah. Casey wants us to bend the knee.
Like, you guys sit down. Like, and then they'll, like, go stand next to their friends. I'm like, no. Sit.
You don't stand in the presence of a god king. You bow to me. That's what I wrote, but I didn't say it to anyone. Yeah. Check your blog. Everybody go on Facebook, because I have some stern words for you to read. What was that, Sebo? Don't make eye contact with me. One day, I'll be god king. I'll be god king. Oh, my God, she's looking at me.
Good Lord,
you're in my head. You read my diary.
I know.
How do you guys feel about it? James, you're such an outgoing person.
I am.
But isn't it not exhausting?
No.
to talk to people.
Is it not exhausting?
I have 4 people in my house I have to talk to.
But you don't have to.
Don't talk to me. I'm your father. Don't talk to me.
It's like the dinner scene in the Umbrella Academy at Devin's house. We don't talk what we eat.
But I see you, like, doing your promos for, like, your show and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm like, look at how much he's putting in right now.
I say 2 sentences.
I know, but it's just...
Devin, here's the thing about me. I have no shame. So nothing bothers me. I can prove it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how at the end of my show, I do the whole thing about big women and I strip down to a thong and a halter top?
Yeah.
Last night, I'm at Vasani's in Port Charlotte. Forgot to put the halter top on.
Oh.
Do you think I noticed?
Uh-uh.
Took my shirt off anyway. I'm fully exposed.
Here's the thing, Devin. He had no clue.
No clue.
Did you forget the thong, too?
Oh, thank God he didn't.
It would have been a different show.
Yeah.
Bro, he was on stage, and I'm there in the sound booth, and I'm watching him, and I saw that the bra was in his bag, and I looked over at the other guys, the club manager and stuff, and I was like, he doesn't know he's not wearing his bra.
I didn't know.
And they were like, no, he knows. And I was like, he has no clue.
None.
And then he went to do his thing where he touches his chest to unbutton it, and I was like, he has no clue. So I instantly started filming it.
Yes.
He rips his top off,
mm-hmm.
and the audience doesn't like laugh like they usually do. That's the thing. They're just kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
And you know, James's face now, he's like,
what's going on?
Doesn't realize still.
For a second, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm not wearing my top.
So I was like, this goes against everything I've been taught. You know what I mean? I usually don't show a nip if there's no tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it
he had no clue.
No
you
idea.
Know, he's on rails. Like, tell him, he's on train tracks.
All the time.
Like, it's not like he just starts and then he has to go to completion on whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
You didn't have your tassels on either?
No.
No?
Yeah. I had my rings on, but no, I didn't have anything I'm supposed to have, man, as far as dressing
but
it
did
up.
Did you second guess that if you had put on the thong? At that point,
no, I was ready at that point. I'm like, you know what?
You're
like you said,
somebody's
you can't
in the
stop.
Front row. This reminds me of when Ozzy bit the head off the pitcher.
If I'd had the thong on, I'd be like, hey, ma'am, look at it, talk it, pet it. It's okay.
Like a baby elephant trunk.
That's it.
How much should they have to pay you to be nude in a movie?
Oh man,
what we're talking like what?
I just say because you haven't got to Chernobyl episode 3, and in episode 3,
everybody's
there's a
naked.
Nude man, a lot of them,
yeah,
a lot of nude men,
yeah,
and
more than pain.
And the guy that's like the featured nude man, I'm like, bro.
More than pain.
I'd have
some requirements. Yeah. I'd be like, it has to be 82 degrees in the room.
Yeah. Yes.
It has to be filmed from this angle, and I need 3 naked Korean guys next to me. So I look huge.
And just
racist.
And just to make sure it showed in the right light, I need a fluffer.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to send you some of my own pictures I've sent. I want you to recreate the one with the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
that's
about
the tasteful
it.
One,
how
by
much,
the way, Miguel.
I mean, how much would they have to pay? Would you even do it?
Yeah.
You do it?
I got no inhibitions. I don't know where that comes from.
I would do it.
Hell yeah.
How much would they have to pay you to be naked with another woman in the scene, though? Because that's where you have inhibitions.
Well, that's where we need to talk to Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, honey, how much is our mortgage?
She'd be like, no. Yeah. And you'd be like, but this is how much they're paying. She'd be like, can I join?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't take a lot for
me. Here's an interesting question.
Okay.
Would Michelle do the scene with you?
I think it'd be weird just because Michelle's not an entertainer.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole thing of like all of it, you know? Like,
yeah.
James is already out there showing his butt in a thong and stuff.
Yeah.
So... It's already out there.
Casey, would you do a nude scene, buddy?
Depends.
Depends?
I'd really have to sit down with the writers and be like, and why do you think the people want this?
Yeah.
This is my question.
That's my biggest question, too.
Bag of money, you got me. I'm just saying.
Why?
You think this is going to work?
Yeah. Now, I want you to pay me before you release it, because I want my money up front.
I want my money up front, because I think this is getting cut. I see this on the... I don't care if it has the most important exposition in the entire film.
Yes.
I see them being like, you know what, we'll make this a voiceover.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
And the director's like, honey, it needs cut anyways.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, guys. We got more Real Laughs. You guys stick around. We'll be right back right here. Real Laughs on Real Radio.
Guys, it's me, Miguel, from Real Laughs on Real Radio, and I love to have a good time, but I also like to take something serious. And something you should take serious is getting your house painted. I was in the home repair business. I have seen some hack jobs done. I have seen some people ruin homes because they went ahead and hired the cheapest guy to do a paint job and not the best guy. That's why I'm proud to stand by AAA All-Star Painting. My good buddy Jason Yates handles all the business for AAA All-Star Painting. He makes sure that you get quality jobs as well as getting the greatest price possible with his crew. AAA All-Star Painting has all licenses. They're bonded. They're the kind of company that you can trust for any work you want done. That's why when I need anything painted, be it my mother's house, my father's place, anything, I reach out to AAA All-Star Painting and I call my buddy Jason Yates at 321-624-2228. Trust me, you don't want to put something like painting your home or your business in the hands of the cheapest person possible. You want to choose somebody that has quality work, uses the best paints, and you can trust. And there's nobody, nobody I trust more than AAA All-Star Painting. So call my good buddy Jason Yates at 321-624-2228 for all your home painting or commercial painting.
Winter Haven Laughs is at it again. We have had two amazing sold-out shows. Now we have our third that is coming up June 15th at the Ritz Theater in downtown Winter Haven. We're going to have an amazing lineup with Ken Miller headlining. He was Florida's funniest comedian. He won the South Beach Comedy Central Festival, and now he's going to be live and in person at the Ritz Theater. We're going to have a pre-party and post-show party at the Fire Eatery and Bar as well. We will have goodies provided during the show, some cupcakes and some treats from Gourmet Goodies. You can find out more information and get tickets online at winterhavenlaughs.com. That's winterhavenlaughs.com for the show on June 15th. You're not going to want to miss it. Welcome back. We're your laughs on Real Radio. I'm Devin Siebold. Joining us with my buddies Miguel Colon Jr. and James John, all of us co-hosts of this Real Laugh show. Check us out on the iHeartRadio app and also on iTunes as well. Hit the subscribe button and also head on over to Crying in My Car. Subscribe for that as well. It's a podcast about teachers, but anybody can listen to it. It's just funny. I was online. I was looking through Facebook, and this, you know, you get those stupid things as people go, you know, for $10 million, would you slap your mom? And it's like, yeah. Of course, $10 million, you know, stuff like that. It's obvious ones.
Yeah,
that'd be this the most one, expensive ass whooping I've ever got.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This one actually, I think it was meant to be humorous.
Okay.
But the conditions got me to where I was like, I don't know if I would. Like, okay, so it's $10 million.
Okay.
Right now, in your hand, cash $10 million money. Right now. There it is. Here's the catch. A snail is chasing you for the rest of your life, and if it touches you, you die a horrible death. The snail cannot be killed. It knows your location at all times, and its only purpose in life is to find you. Do you take the money? And that one...
It's like the
that it, one got me.
It's like the It Follows movie.
Somebody else said that too, yeah. And I never heard of that. What is that one?
It Follows is a so basically it is a creature of some sort that can look like anyone that will constantly follow you. And when it catches you, you die a horrible death. And the only way you pass it on was by having sex with somebody, and then that person it follows them. But it goes down the line. So if you hooked up with a girl and passed it on to her, she basically, once it caught up with her, it's going back to catching up with you. So you have to hope the people ahead of you
keep going.
Now read me the rules again one more time.
So I want to talk about that more too in just a second. But okay, so $10 million in your hand, a snail is chasing you for the rest of your life, and if it touches you, you die a horrible death. The snail cannot be killed, so you can't just throw a little salt down and be like done. It knows your location at all times, and its only purpose is to find you.
So the question now...
Okay, this is easy.
The question now is, can the snail be stopped?
That's
what I was thinking.
I know, but I don't know.
Because if you lock the snail in a box, and you have that box forever, you know, is the snail... You lock him in a room,
but
you know?
How do you get the snail? I mean,
You go in the room, and then you jump over the snail, and then now the snail's locked. But the question is, you know, like... Is that possible in this scenario?
Right.
Or is that against the rules?
Against the rules.
Let's make the rules as good for the snail as they can be.
Yeah.
The snail has to be able to show up wherever you are. So if you get in a flight and fly over somewhere, somehow the snail has to be able to find you there.
Yeah, it has to also be able to take a flight.
Yeah, so I mean, if the answer is no to all this stuff, you're gold.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, but just take the $10 million and go to Bangkok.
Yeah,
you know?
Or upstairs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
true. But you are being chased by a magical demon snail.
Yeah.
So better than let's get rid of the snail, let's just end it as you're being chased by something that's slow moving, but can travel every way you travel.
Yeah.
But it's slow moving. And has the ability, so the It Follows thing can't be seen by other people. This way, if it's in a plane, nobody's seeing it and thinking that's weird.
Yeah.
So let's go with more of the It Follows creature for this.
So a person or
But we won't do the sex thing. We'll just do the It Follows.
Yeah, something is coming after you. It is incredibly slow, But for $10 million, if it touches you, it will kill you.
I go with no.
Really?
And my no on this is it's like being on the run.
I know.
Basically,
I would be
being on the run, you're constantly on the run.
Paranoid.
You're never just chill because you're like, it's coming. I know it's coming. Where you're always worried you're going to come to a restaurant, they're going to open the dish, boom, there's the snail.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's always after you. So I say for $10 million, I would not want to be on the run. And that's the basis of it. For $10 million, I wouldn't want the feds looking for me. I wouldn't want a magic snail looking for me. I wouldn't want a demon looking for me. For $10 million, as cool as $10 million is, it runs out, and the run never runs out.
Right. Could you hire people?
To what?
To watch you?
Yeah, you got the money for it.
I mean, with
$10 million,
I think you could take $1 million of that and have a nice security force and
but
say
for
you
how
guys,
long? I mean, yeah, for a million for a good security force, maybe 50,000-60,000 for the cheapest guys. They're just watching a snail. They're not trying to protect you from gunmen.
Yeah.
So I got to come up with $60,000 a year for two guys, so 120 a year to protect myself from the snail.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what, 10 years? 10 years right there, you're already at $1.2 million just on snail protection money. You
know? Snail protection money.
You're already at 10% of your money to keep a snail away from you. And then the thing about it is, you never get to relax because every time you see any snail, you freak out.
Oh, yeah, because you think it's that.
That's
one.
The snail.
Like, you go outside and there's like just that slime across your window. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Or you go to a strip club and you see it on the stage and you're just like, is it a big snail coming for me? You know?
If anything, in my extensive long life of research I've done by watching all these paranormal horror
snail's
movies,
snail's going to get you.
It's like the casino. The house always wins.
Yeah.
The paranormal always wins.
Yeah, paranormal. Yeah.
Always wins, man. So you're not going to get away. So
demon
snail. I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go demon snail no. Now.
Mm-hmm. No.
100 million?
Mm-hmm.
I put in 5 mil a year on snail protection.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, I'm just living in like a bump. But see, then again, it's
100 million in the bank, though. You could, snail protection is interest on that account, you know?
I mean, basically, I'm writing it off to some of it, you know? I'm talking to my accountant, I'm like, how much
of
this snail
IRS is like,
I mean, you don't have to hire a crew of, like, badass gunmen. You just need somebody to be like, you know what a snail looks like? Yeah, let me know. I mean, more than that.
Just need a dude in the Orkin truck,
I just need seven cats. You know? What are they all playing with? Snail! Snail!
Right?
But imagine how freaked out you would be, though. Like, you're just
snail.
Sitting there, and then think about it. It's just, you're just chilling, and this thing's like, slowly coming along, and you're like, snail!
Imagine how pissed the snail would be if you see him, and then you just move away. He's like, damn it.
Yeah. Here's the deal, too. Nothing's saying you're not going to die a horrible death in your own life anyway. Mm-hmm. So how pissed would you be? You don't take the
you're
money.
Out
and you get
in
like a car. Yeah, you're running from the snail, though, and you get in this horrible car crash.
Yeah.
Ooh, but that's the part, too, though. Anytime you're asleep. Anytime you're asleep.
That's 8 hours.
8 hours, man. 12 when I'm rich.
Yeah,
you know?
True that.
Anytime you're drunk, asleep, having sex, anytime your guard is down, you're pooping.
He's
that,
there.
That bad poop, too, like that I ate too much Mexican poop, and your eyes are closed, and then you just open them, and there he is.
I don't know about you, but I'm at high alert when I'm taking a poop.
You're like a meerkat in the savannah.
I am ready to pounce.
I am low alert on a poop, man.
I'm very low alert unless it's like a rest stop area where I have to have 1 foot out holding the door because I don't have confidence in the shaky lock.
Oh, I had to take a poop at a Wawa and there was no lock on the door.
Oh, no.
So I had to put my foot up so that it wouldn't open.
Yeah.
And somebody tried to push it and I never got that tense before. Sitting there with 1 foot up on the door and then somebody opening it, my whole body tense. It cut the poop off midstream.
The gopher head got cut off.
Oh, man, just chopped it. It was like, warning.
I had that unfortunate. The Amazon guy knocked at my door, and I thought it was my parents, and they usually knock and then just come in. And I had the door wide open. I was like, damn it. And so I, like, stood up, and I, like, went to the door and everything. Then I came back. I was like, I need to shower.
I gotta clean my ankles.
Damn it. Hey,
how about this? When you're seeing a girl for the first time, I've had this before where, like, you guys are hanging out on the couch, you're watching a movie, and this is like kind of new experience with her. It's not a girl you know really well.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta take a poop.
Oh.
And it's like, it's weird because, like, if you're spending a long time, like, if you're drinking wine on the couch, hanging out all day, you take a bunch of pees, everybody's peeing.
Yeah.
They're in and out. So she knows your pee pattern.
Yeah.
You're in there for like 2 minutes at the most, out. Mm-hmm. But now you got Deuce. It's got to be quick. And I've done those where I'm like, I'm going to take a half deuce, hold back, come back, take another half deuce.
I can't do that.
You got to go long deuces?
I got to go long.
How long are you deuces, man?
As a father. Because
you're an old man father.
Listen, yeah. As a father or a normal person?
How long are you hiding from your children, James?
Yes! Minus the hiding. Yes. Minus the hiding part. How long is your natural deuce?
Oh, like 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. But then the hiding, huh?
A father? An hour.
An hour?
Yes.
Do you really do the long, long poops? Because my dad used to do the poops. Yes, I do. Was just like, what are you doing in there?
That's my alone time.
That is so sad. That is so sad. The only time you have to be with yourself is when you're excreting the garbage inside you.
Yes. I'm exercising the demons. That's
I've
how
always
I do
wondered
it.
Why your Facebook lives have such a hollow sound.
Hello, my people.
It's called James from the Throne. Yeah.
True. Is that really what it's called? Because that's a great line.
I don't know.
That needs to be it. That's awesome, man.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
How about your boys, though, man? Do they give you any free time now? Because they're older. They're in, like, what, 2 and 4 now?
Yeah, my boys are 3 and 4. This is hysterical, but when it comes to that, I will set them on the couch, and they will be entertained watching TV. I'll give them some snacks. They don't move. And then the second that I go into the restroom, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
Dad. Dad.
Dad.
Dad. Dad. And then I hear him fighting. Ah!
Like, they know.
Something breaks.
Here's what my kids used to do to my wife to make her absolutely crazy. When they were little and they were home with her, I was at work. When minute she went in the bathroom, closed the door, they'd be like, Mom, Mom. And they put their fingers under the door. Can you see my fingers?
So creepy.
Can you see my fingers?
It's creepy when I'm taking a poop at a house when I'm watching kids because it's like, I don't know. It gives me this horror feel because you're just in the throne dropping one and the people are banging on the doors. Fingers are coming underneath. It's tense. It's like a horror movie.
You're like, I need to finish.
Oh, man.
That's why I don't like. I really try to steer clear of restrooms in like public because I just don't trust like the locks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was I'm letting out a little too much information, but here's now I am, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to go to Disney all the time. I still do, you know, but Disney, when I would go, I would always go to Epcot, but I would always park in the Disney, like, employee area by the boardwalk hotel. And the only reason I ever did that was because they have inside the convention center these bathrooms there that have top to bottom physical wooden doors that you can actually close. All the way down to the ground, all the way down to the ceiling. You are enclosed in a nice little room.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's where I want to go to the restroom, you know? And I would just sit down and be like, this is what it's like to be rich. You know? And then they even had the little towels, the towels that you dry your hands with.
The little mice that came out. Good day, Devin. We're here to clean your poo.
Yeah.
A little bluebird lands on your hand, and then there's this goddamn snail. You know the worst part would be, too? It would be like a horror movie, though. You'd be laying in bed with, like, Kate or something, and she'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I found this little snail out there. No! Yeah, that's how it gets you, man.
That's how
absolutely.
It gets you.
All right, guys, so what in the world do you guys got coming up? I know that I have a show. We have a show coming up at the Barrel tomorrow night. The Barrel is going to be Wednesday night. We got a big show in Winter Haven. Dean Napolitano is going to be headlining that at Barrel 239.
Nice.
I'll be at the Orlando Improv on Thursday. I'll be at Lakeland Laughs on Friday. And then I will be in Pittsburgh on Saturday. I'm hitting them all up. That's a lot of fun, man.
Nice. This week, we've got Kiwis on the Thursday, and I've got a great show. I've got Spunky Robinson coming, who's hilarious. I've got Ray Reyes, Holly Frost, Chris Renoir, and Jeff Wright. So it's going to be a great lineup.
Great.
Sweet. On Thursday, I'll be at the Orlando Improv as well with this guy that you may have heard of, Devin Siebold.
Never heard of him.
Got it.
Also, Friday, May 31st, you guys check out Comedy Night at 9 p.m. We got Ryan Holmes and Jeff Jones are going to be at the Bloodhound Brew. Eddie Sass hosts that. He wanted to give me a little shout-out to that. So if you're in that area, that's Friday as well, man. Miguel?
June 4th, we've got our show at Hourglass. It's always a great show, 9 p.m., free show for everybody. So come on out and check it out.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We will have a brand new show tomorrow. Thank you, and good night.